It's 7:13. You're listening to Daybreak in Hudson's Hope at 9:40 a.m. and Dawson Creek at an 89.7 FM. And it was a year ago Saturday that RCMP shot James McIntyre dead outside a Site C open house. And officials say McIntyre was an activist with Anonymous who was wearing a mask and had a knife. BC's police watchdog, the IIO, is wrapping up their investigation. But now a man at the heart of the incident tells CBC investigators never approached him. Terry Hadland is a retired wheat farmer in the Peace. He lives off the grid on 1,000 acres near the Beaton River. The night McIntyre was shot, Hadland was trying to disrupt the Site C open house. Hadland spoke with a reporter, Betsy Trumpeter, late last week.
Good morning, Mr. Hadland.
Good morning.
You reached out to me. Tell me what prompted that.
The anniversary of James McIntyre's death and the fact that this investigation that has gone on has not even contacted me. I haven't heard a word from the police at all. I don't think it can be thorough until they have spoken to me, and they haven't.
Why did you go to the meeting?
You know, because I've been fighting this dam now since 1980. These people were really just putting on a PR show, and so I wanted to disrupt their smugness. It was almost low-key and quiet. I ripped up a few maps.
Did you overturn tables?
Yes, two of them. You know, I didn't swear, I didn't push anybody, I didn't yell or scream or anything like that. I just sort of methodically went around the room, and I made one statement at one point that it's a dog and pony show, and the only thing that's changed are the dogs and ponies, and I pointed to the hydro people. And then I was just escorted out.
But ripping up maps and calling people donkeys and ponies, that could be interpreted as threatening in a public meeting?
Yes, it could. But no, there was nothing physical, nothing profane.
Mr. Hadland, are you a big man? You've been farming a lot of years.
No, I'm a little guy, 5'9", 160 pounds.
Did you think ahead that perhaps the police would be called, you would be arrested?
Oh, yes. Oh, I fully expected to be in a lot of trouble. I didn't really think it out as if, well, I'm going to end up in a jail cell tonight or anything like that. No, I just played it by ear. I thought I'll just push this as far as I can and get out before I get hurt and before anybody gets hurt and go home. And when I got outside, I saw Mr. McIntyre. He was standing there. He'd been inside because he was holding a bunch of brochures that they hand out as you're leaving. He'd already been in and left.
Was he wearing a mask?
No, he wasn't. No.
Did you recognize
and
him?
I don't know him. I'm assuming it was him. He turned away from me and tried to shield his face from me. So I just went to my car and got in it and left, came back to the farm, and nobody followed me. And it wasn't until the next day that somebody phoned me and said somebody was shot last night.
Did you hear police sirens coming as you were driving back to your farm?
No, I never saw a sign of them.
Did police contact you?
No. And the day after that, I went straight into Dawson Creek and straight into the RCMP office. And I said, look, you guys have been duped because I didn't do anything down there for you to go down and shoot somebody. And they patted me on the back and sent me home and said, it's a good thing you were there because maybe this guy was really dangerous. And if you hadn't been there and a 9/11 call made, maybe something else would have happened. They have never gotten a hold of me.
Has the Independent Investigation Office?
No.
Never?
No. No.
Were you ever charged with anything?
No.
You were not charged with damaging property or public nuisance?
No. No.
So you talked to the police that one day and that's it?
Right. Yeah, I went in. I spent 20 minutes with a sergeant.
Did the police ask you if you knew James McIntyre?
I went in and told them that I didn't know him.
So you'd never seen him, never met him?
No.
Do you have any contact with Anonymous?
No.
Are you involved in...
I'm an old farmer. I don't I'm technically challenged, so I don't go on the computer. I have no contact with anybody, really, and especially Anonymous.
What went through your mind the next morning when you heard someone had been shot dead?
Oh, I was devastated. I could hardly believe that. That was so bizarre that it was, you know, surreal. How anybody could have been, you know, especially as I began to realize that it was me that they were out for. I'm certain I haven't felt the pain that his mother has and his relatives. But at the same time, we are now linked forever, he and I.
We're at the one-year anniversary of this tragic event outside the Site C open house. What are you thinking about?
I'm trying to keep myself from being more radical.
What do you mean?
It's politicians and diplomats and people concerned with the world all voicing opposition to it is still being built. I'm just a little guy on a farm somewhere. I don't have much say in what's going on in the world. And I felt that was probably the best way I could aggravate them. You know, I'm just a little guy. I can aggravate them only, just like the mosquitoes. I triggered the whole darn thing because I didn't want Hydro to think they were getting away with smooching up the public. The dam itself is used. If you build a dam, you build it for electricity. If there's no need for electricity, why would you build a dam? $10 billion it's going to cost. And how many teachers and how many nurses and how many people could use that kind of money?
Terry Hadlin speaking with reporter Betsy Trompeter. A year after the fatal shooting of James McIntyre in Dawson Creek, Hadlin, a retired grain farmer in the Peace, he says he's been fighting Site C for 35 years, but is not a member of any organized opposition. And we also reached out to BC's police watchdog, the IIO, to comment on why Hadlin was not interviewed. In an email, Aidan Buckley of the IIO said, "As a matter of practice, we don't provide information on witnesses in IIO investigations, as this could compromise the integrity of an investigation, and it's important that we respect the privacy of witnesses. The IIO investigates the totality of an incident, with the focus being on the actions or inaction of police and their contact with the affected person." Again, that comes from the IIO and an email from Aidan Buckley.